About the danger of greed, and the truth is, Less and less in life a man is being spoken about that or thought about that. Let's just mention examples that hatred, greed, and illusion call three poisons and the main obstacles of the for the righteous life. One of the philosophers said that for conquering or getting power, you need two, three things: greed, enviousness, and hatred. Exactly like that. In Christian tradition, greed is also seen as a matrix and the root of all other sins. St. Paul tells to the early churches, says, the root of all evil is greed. Rest, drink, and eat, enjoy. That is how rich man says to him, self. Consequences of such way of life and thinking is not only this world impose hedonism, but opposing between the one who is yearning for his riches on earth and the one who is becoming rich in God. Jesus simply says to us, do not store up yourselves treasures on earth where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. My dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, many social analysts in the diagnosis of today's society see greed as the greatest evil that jeopardizes the future of mankind. Fruits of greed are sick ambitions. Just exaggerating and buying and spending, not being capable to share. Just doing everything, making everybody else do what we want. Then fornication, that when we eat too much, when we drink too much, greedy mind is never in peace. There is greed for power, popularity. And we could go on like this, on and on. Greed is the basis of the most of our addictions and our negative ambitions, emotions. Greed is the essence of the attitude of life, whose essential notion is I, me and myself would belong to me. Evil, greedy people are like the pit without bottom. The more they have, the more they want, but still never get that life they are content. My dear brothers and sisters, and the basis of greed is great uncertainty and no conviction about what is the source of our safety. People are looking for safety in external things. The only true and eternal security is in God, as Psalmist says, only in God is my peace of my soul, only Him is my salvation. What is it? Opposite from greed. To be generosity, giving, granting, care for others. Tensions of greed causes is being healed with the attitude that Jesus explains when he talks about heavenly birds and about lilies in the fields. That inner attitude is necessary for the one who is yearning for the higher spiritual ends. His talk on the hillside, Jesus clearly says, first look for the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be added to. Jesus clearly says what greed means, so that man sees the sense of his life in what he owns. When people become victims of such delusion that the life, the sense of life is in possession, that is when relationships are are destroyed in the family, among friends, in society, etc. The dangers are close to all of us, and take more about insurance of our own life and material possessions than about measure of our own Lord that Jesus today speaks to us about in the Gospel. Dear brothers and sisters, today's Pope Francis emphasizes to us love, generosity, serving, patience, goodness, politeness. Those are treasures. What is opposite from greed? Those are beautiful treasures. May the Lord, right in this encounter meeting, changes our hearts so that we could look for the true treasure and in such a way become people of the light and not people of darkness. The first thing that we have to do is to ask ourselves, what is my treasure? What cannot be riches, greed, possession, and more? It is a risky treasure, as we have heard that the case that is being destroyed, that is a treasure that we have to leave. We can never bring it with us. A truck with stuff that belonged to that man who died, then what kind of treasure can we bring with us at the end of our life? You can carry only what you gave, what you invested your life in, what you saved, you cannot bring. Thieves can steal it. That has been taken by those, by descendants, and because of which they very often fight. Treasure that we can carry with us is a treasure that during our life we give and we spend for others. That Jesus clearly said to the scribes,
ako izbjega izlazi srce koje ljubi,
Jesus Christ.
Ako je oko zlo, bijelo, bit će mračno, tamno. Stoga se valja zapitati, kakav je nam sud, kakav je svjetao ili mračan. Jesmo li osobe svjetla ili tamne? Još je važno, kako gledamo na stvari, svjetlom koje dolazi od pravoga vlaka u našem srcu, ili tamo opamenja srca. Sveti Avodin je Božaka pozivao je da molimo za milost novoga srca, koje je upravo služenje drugima pronalazilo blago gospodino i imalo bistro oko koje njegovalo one oboljene u vjeru. Draga braćo i sestre, zato ovdje osmojeni pomolimo se gospodinu, da nam gospodin promijeni srce, da sve kamene dijelove srca preobrazi i ljudske, da nam gospodin sredstvo njih uzavlja zavjeta srce do mjesta. Srećom da idemo naprijed tražiti njega i dopuštajući da nam on traži. Because the Lord can only save us only from the treasure of serving to others, from the treasure of we surrender to Him, the way less blessed Virgin Mary did. And so beautifully about her, we'll say, blessed Mother Teresa like this. I know what happened to Our Lady. Wonderful. Mother full of love. She was not ashamed to admit that Jesus is her son. She remained alone with him. She was not ashamed that Jesus was scourged, that he was spitted on, that he became wounded. He was usto duboko osnovanje njezina srca. To imali svoje vlastite ljude kada pate, kada su poniženi, kada muž izgubi posao. To sam onda. Jesam li puna su osjećanja za njega, mogu li shvatiti njegu bolu? I djeca su odvedena i zavedena. Imam li duboko osjećanje da ih potražim, da ih pronađem, da ih podržim, da ih poželim dobrodošlicu kad se vrate kući, da ih ljubim srcem i dubokim ljubavim. Jesam li kao Marija svojim sestrama u zajednici, prepoznajem li njihovu bolu i patnju, ako sam svećenim, priest, that priest of Mary's heart, that compassion to witness forgiveness, to bring forgiveness of God to the sinner who is suffering in front of me, so that the compassion I may have of the heart of Mary. Mary was never ashamed of that. She revealed it. Saying that Jesus is the crucifixion we see in his hand. Majka Božja svoji podnogriža gospodinova. Kako je dovoljnu vjeru morala imati zbog svoje žive vjeru za svoga sina, da stoji tamo, gleda kako ga svi odriču se, kako je od svih nevoljen, neželjen, jedan od najboljih, ali ona je tu bila uz njega i priznala da je svoj sin. Pripada ga je kao onoga koji pripada njoj i kom ona posle pripada. Nije ga se bojala
pitati.
Pristajemo u njih na te ljude koji pate, koji su odvačeni, naši ljudi, naš vlastiti narod, vlastita obitelj. Znamo li da pate? Prepoznajemo li njihovu glas za istinu? Ovo je glas za ljubav koja nije. To je razlog zašto posla tako velika,
so
gdje je imala ljubav koja razumije tebe i mene. I zato ističe to važna majka Teresija. Tako je važno da učite se važne djece Marije i kako imate ove ljubavi koja razumije. Vidimo to tako lijepo u našim ljudima, našim siromašnjima, koji da na udan svakoga dana susreti se s patnjom, prihvaća i patnju za dobro svoje djece. Vidjela sam roditelje, majku koja se lišila puno stvari, tako puno stvari, čak i prošli, kako bi njezino dijete mogu imati. Vidjela sam majku kako kuva hendikepirano dijete, koje je to dijete njezino dijete. Ona je imala ljubav puno razumijevanja za patnju svoga djeteta. To je, braće i sestre, to blago, to što mi se govori o Evanđelju. Potrebno nam je baš to blago uvijek otkrivati, prepoznavati u životu, njegovati, biti se njegov, da bismo od toga blaga crpili snagu i vidjeli da nam je to blago Gospodin pokazao u naše srce. Potrebno je blago nam se govori i to govoru blago na osam puta. Blago tebi, blago tebi čovječe i prostavljati blago najteže
the treasure of the Lord.